Sunny Las Vegas, Nevada. America's entertainment capital.
Steve Sanchez, conservative talk show host.
Well, I've been waiting for this night to come. Get up. Now it's time for me to take my place. The makeup running down my face.
Broadcasting from his undisclosed bunker studios, the dawn of Las Vegas, Steve Sanchez.
Can I say welcome to the show?
Thank you, Greg Gehringer. Steve Sanchez with you in this hour two of our Wednesday edition of the show. Glad to be with you tonight. And I wanted to thank everybody out there for a lot of the well wishes and prayers regarding my wife. And I know that many of you have, you know, hit me up on Instagram and stuff and been praying. And I want to tell you that my wife today got all her final tests. And completely, 100%, no problems, no issues, no cancers, nothing like that. And we just praise God first for being the miracle worker he always is and having the healing hand he has. And I want to thank a lot of you that truly care. And I'm grateful and humbled. And, you know, I do appreciate you very much for reaching out and, you know, keeping those prayer chains going. And they do work, and prayer works. And again, on behalf of my wife, Marie, and the family, we're very grateful, and we got the good news today, and God is good, and I'll leave it right there. And again, thank you very much. Joe Biden. Look, I try to give everybody the benefit of the doubt. That's just kind of my nature. And it's like, let me give you an example. When Barack Obama was elected, I didn't want Barack Obama to win. I wasn't a fan of John McCain. But being from Arizona and, you know, look, I'd rather have a rhino Republican than Obama, who I knew had a radicalized agenda. He was very much a student of Saul Alinsky and, you know, the rules for radicals, and Saul Alinsky being an avid Lucifer worshiper. I mean, no question about it. And I knew what was coming with Barack Obama. I just did. But he was elected fair and square. That's when elections were fair, remember? At least I think they were, but that's when elections were fair. And, you know, Barack Obama won overwhelmingly. And I said, okay, look, I didn't vote for him. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. Here's a guy that, you know, Chicago politics, you know, launched his campaign or his political career at the kitchen table of a known terrorist named Bill Ayers. I said, okay, look, I know all that. That's the past. And let's just pray to God that Barack Obama has an agenda that is going to be for all Americans, and maybe, just maybe, because he is the first black president, we'll have more unity than we've ever seen in our lifetimes. Because I think we have to be honest with ourselves. Before Barack Obama and under the George W. Bush tenure, we didn't have the racial problems we had today. Let's be honest. In fact, it was something. I don't know what I was doing today. Maybe it was some show prep. It was something. And I saw an old video. This is probably going back to maybe 1990. And it's a baseball video. And the national, I know what it was. It was Meatloaf, the rock star Meatloaf, was singing the national anthem. I think I saw it on TikTok is what it was. And it said the best national anthem ever, and Meatloaf did a phenomenal job. I don't remember when it was. Could have been the late 80s, 90s. I don't know. It doesn't matter. It was a while back, more than 20 years ago easily. And you know what I saw? I saw baseball players with their hats off, holding their hats over their heart, standing and listening and paying respect to the national anthem. No one was taking a knee. And do you know there were white, black, brown, and purple with polka dot players? Nobody had a problem. The flag wasn't oppressive then. Barack Obama, to my disappointment, screwed this country. I had a feeling he would, but I had to give the benefit of the doubt. Wouldn't you agree that it's Barack Obama, his divisive politics, his Chicago-style politics, his Alinsky politics, is really what set us on the course for where we're at today? Donald Trump himself said many a times, if there wasn't a Barack Obama, there would have never been a Trump presidency. I agree with that wholeheartedly, because people were so fed up of the semblance of totalitarianism under Barack that we needed to have someone that was truly in love with the country and all people. We needed a populist. We needed a nationalist. And this is who Donald Trump was and who he still is. And the reason I bring this to your attention is we're seeing the third term of Barack Obama play out. And it's not as popular, or I should at least say it's still not as popular as it ever was, because Joe Biden's approval ratings came out and it has now slid to 37%. And this is a liberal national poll, Grinnell College. 37% and dropping. And the reason I say that this is Barack Obama's third term is I think we all have to now agree that we know it is. Barack Obama has pretty much said as much. And when Barack Obama officially leaves the White House, but really doesn't officially leave because he buys a multi-million dollar mansion in D.C. just a few blocks away from the White House, has Susan Rice, I believe, living with him, you have to think for a moment that this could mean trouble. And all we saw was nothing but innuendo and accusation against the Trump administration, and nothing stuck because there was nothing there to have it stick to. Because there was nothing. There was nothing. But he was up to something, and I'll tell you what that something was. It was staying in contact with the Washington Beltway people, with the globalist people, and literally reading the page of the playbook that was eventually going to be unleashed in America. And COVID was the play. And I can't say if COVID was done on purpose. I hope to God it wasn't. I really hope to God that rogue elements of our government, rogue elements of our CIA that killed Kennedy, that have been responsible for 9/11 along with those murderous radical Islamists, I hope to God that this wasn't unleashed on the American public. I hope to God that this bioweapon was not. I hope to God it was an accident. I don't trust China. I never have. And you're a fool to trust China. You know, we wouldn't have shortages right now, and we wouldn't have supply chain issues right now. We wouldn't have cargo ships waiting to be unloaded right now if we just made products in America again. Pretty simple. I am for, and I'm a conservative telling you this, I am for a swift hand against American corporations that take their stuff overseas. There should be a penalty for that. That's the way I look at it. You can call me anything you want. I don't care. I believe that when you, especially right now, know what's going on, know what China has done, and you refuse to bring our plants back, and you refuse to create the American way, made in the USA again, I've got a problem with you. And I don't give two craps. Yes, we all buy stuff on Amazon. Yes, we all go to Walmart and Target. I get it. We have to live. We have to eat. We have to buy products and services. I know that. So don't be silly and insult my intelligence or yours by saying, well, don't shop at Target then. We have no choice, because made in America isn't readily available anymore, is my point. And here's my question for you. In light of Biden's approval at 37%, which is really Obama's third term, I think you'll agree with that, we're being told that we have to lower our expectations. This is the slogan of really the Biden presidency, is that we have to just lower our expectations now. We have to lower our expectations on supply chain issues, on high gas prices, on horrible service at restaurants. Haven't you seen the horrible service at restaurants? Haven't you seen the horrible service at fast food chains? Tell me I'm wrong. What does this teach our kids? This is the answer from the White House. We just now have to lower our expectations. The American exceptionalism that was always the pride of this country is now being buried, because now we are being informed that we just have to lower our expectation. And in part, it's because we rely on overseas, specifically China, for our stuff. My question for you is this. Are you willing to pay more for products and services? Are you willing to pay more for a pair of tennis shoes if it was made in the USA? Are you willing to pay more for a TV if it was made in the USA? Are you willing to pay more for a head of lettuce if literally we got our illegal immigration in order and we had legal immigrants working in the fields and we paid a better wage? Would you be willing to pay a little more to truly be made in the USA? Because when you rewind history, and I know I've got a lot of older people in this audience, when you rewind history, when you bought made in the USA back in the day, like Magnavox or Zenith or RCA, like a TV set, wouldn't you agree it lasted you 20 years before the frickin' tube even went out? And now you can go to Walmart and buy a cheap TV for $400. You're lucky if it lasts 2 years. Am I wrong? Are you willing to spend more money to get America back to where America needs to be? Because that's what it boils down to. It really does. Or are you okay with the government, with the White House saying, Americans, you just now need to lower your expectations and we'll all get along just fine? Is that you now? Or is that absolutely not you? I'm opening up the phone lines. 702-257-5396 is how you join the conversation tonight. 702-257-5396. Phone lines are open. Are you now acclimating to having a lower expectation on society and the American way? Or are you willing to spend a couple dollars extra? Are you willing to push the narrative, vote for candidates that absolutely 100% unequivocally push America first? This is Steve Sanchez. We'll be right back. With you on this Wednesday edition of the show, 702-257-5396 is how you join us. Let's go ahead and get right back to business. Our busy calls. Jenny, you're next. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Steve. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Hi. So I'm a software engineer. I've worked at home for the same company for like 10 years. And so they came out with a policy that said, you know, we're going to have to take the jab. But then they said, okay, we've revised the policy, and if you work at home and you never see clients or patients, it's a healthcare company, that you don't have to take the jab. So I'm off that. And then yesterday they sent out an email saying that I had to take a new test where I have to be indoctrinated. It's called COVID-19 vaccine, the myth, the truth, and something like that. And I have to pass this test or I could get fired.
You
which I don't
be
like
me.
They're trying to indoctrinate me.
Yeah, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah, but yeah. I really wanted to help people like Angela who called from UNLV. You have to go to thehealthyamerican.org. Peggy Hall has religious exemptions. She actually helped Southwest Airlines get them to accept. If you notice, they're backing off and they're going to accept religious exemptions. But she said you have to follow it exactly. You can't like Angela said, she's afraid of saying the wrong thing. You have to, like, do it exactly. So I just want to help people out there.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. No, thank you, Jenny. Yeah. And I appreciate the call and the information. That does help a lot of people. It really, really does. Thank you. And good luck. And, yeah, it is indoctrination. Take a test. I tell them, test? I don't need no stinking test. Give me a break. What is this, freaking grade school? Yeah, I'm just nuts. Tell you, we are in a position in our country. A part of it's our fault, friends. I'm just going to be straight with you. I hate to say this, but a lot of this is our fault. We just fell asleep at the wheel for so long, we just didn't care. And now all of a sudden we care, and we gave these monsters so much power. But don't forget for a moment, we still have the power. Believe me, we have the power. I can assure you 100% we have the power. 702-257-5396 is how you join us tonight. Calls on hold, stay put. We're going to grab you on the other side. Want to make sure that if right now, and believe me, right now I understand it's probably the perfect timing, you might need to get some money fast. You may need cash like yesterday. And what do I mean? Well, look, with the firings and the mandates and maybe you being bounced out of a job, you might need some money just to tide you over until you kind of get this worked out. And Ed, the old school lender, has been helping a lot of people over these days. And I can't tell you how many people have thanked me. They've sent me emails to the contact page thanking me for this guy. And if you need $1,000, $2,000, up to $5,000, he's the guy that can help. He can help you. And he could do it fast. Typically, it's cash the same day, very next day at the latest. Now, I know there's a lot of places out there. Trust me, they can sell you money, they loan you money, they stand on their head, they do this. I got nothing against a lot of these companies, but a lot of these national lenders, they charge outrageous interest rates, and they just won't treat you like the person. They treat you like a number, and that's unacceptable. That's unacceptable to Ed. 32 years serving Las Vegas. He's old school. You come in, he knows you, he helps you, and he takes care of you. Bad credit, not a problem. No credit, not a problem. Your good full-time job, just proof of income, is the only requirement. So call him now and get the money you need. He's standing by till 9 p.m. tonight. That's Pacific time. You can reach him at 702-613-2153. That's 702-613-2153. That's Ed, the old school lender serving Las Vegas for 32 years. Friends, in these times we're facing, these are the people we need to look to get us kind of through the hump. He can get you through the hump. 702-613-2153, Ed, the old school lender. All right, look, friends, we got to take a break. We got bills to pay around here. Yes, we do. Pay attention to those advertisers and those sponsors like Ed, the old school lender, and others that you hear rotating through our time here because, well, they keep us in business. They keep you informed, and it is our responsibility to do business with like-minded people that keep us on the air. I cannot not tell you that enough. It's so important. So let's take that break. When we come back, we got Brady, Matthew, Bob, JoJo, and Will. You're on deck, 702-257-5396. That's how you join us. We'll be right back. Sanchez with you on this Wednesday edition of the show. Glad to be with you. 702-257-5396 is how you join us. Let's go ahead and get right back to our busy call lines. JoJo, you're next. Welcome to the program. JoJo, are you with us? JoJo is a no-no. Let's go ahead and get back to business. Will, you're up next. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Steve, how you doing, man? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing.
Hey, brother, I was listening to you talking about, you know, what stretches we're going to go when there's changes to our occupation. I got a question for you, and you tell me what you would do in this situation.
Yeah.
Work at a casino. The casino that I worked for was just bought out by the MGM.
Okay.
MGM has a policy at some of their other properties that consists of, if you're, as far as I know, and I might be mistaken, but I'm pretty sure I'm accurate. Any new hires that come to work for any MGM properties, you have to be vaccinated as a new hire. Any upper management that's on salary has to be vaccinated, and anybody that's hourly that is works at a property has to be tested weekly, if not vaccinated. How far do you think that's going to go, and how long do you think that's going to go before the mandate gets pushed even further based on the age of the workforce being between 19 and 50? How far do you really think they're going to do this before the whole town of Vegas pretty much collapses? Because, you know, the majority of the people in that age group are not vaccinated.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's a great question. I can tell you this, Will. I'll put it to you this way. I think the left will continue to push this narrative to 2022, which includes unions, culinary, which includes what's happening in Vegas, specifically the casinos and other companies as well. I really believe you're going to see a still hardcore continued push. I think personally, you're going to have some companies, not all, a small percentage of companies that will fight back like Southwest and say, screw you, I'll see you in court, which that's what we're praying for. I doubt casinos are going to be in that. I hope they are, but I doubt it, knowing who those casinos are. And I have a feeling I know who you're with. I doubt we'll see that happen. So you're going to be put in a position where you have to make a tough choice. And that tough choice is you break, get the vaccination, or you go get a religious exemption, a real one, and you fight like hell, and you hire an attorney. If that doesn't work, then, you know, you have to consider maybe bouncing out of Las Vegas and going to Arizona and go work at one of the Native American casinos that'll pay you more, and you don't have this vaccine nonsense.
What about this, though, Steve? What about this? What about, I mean, it still applies. If you're less than 100 employees, you don't have to be vaccinated, correct? Is that still stand?
That is stands. That's my understanding. But some companies are saying, doesn't matter, we're implementing our own policy that, you know, you're going to have to be vaccinated to be here. You know, Joe Biden's mandate is 100 employees plus.
I just don't understand how people are willing to collapse their business, literally collapse their business to not stand up for your right,
yeah,
for your freedom to choose. What I cannot wrap my head around this, Steve.
People
it's
got afraid.
So hard, man. I am a realistic thinker. I'm a common sense thinker. Yeah. And this shit, excuse me, this stuff that's happening is so out of the realm of reality. And I don't understand how people cannot grasp that.
People have been indoctrinated, buddy. You know, Will, I'll tell you what's happened. And, you know, there's going to be some people that are Christians. There are going to be some people that are atheists. There's going to be some people that are Jewish and Muslim and a variety of different faiths. I'm speaking as a Christian because that's my worldview. I will tell you this. There is a deception that has fallen on society, and it's a very real deception, and it's affecting good people that you would have never thought in a million years would be folding and acting this way. It's deception. The Bible warns about these things. The Bible warns that in the last days, good men will be deceived. There'll be a deception. This is what's happening. This is what's happening with politicians, with business leaders, with our schools. Deception, a Luciferian deception has fallen on people. Now, those that may not have a faith and don't read the Bible, they'll say that's just horse pucky. I don't believe it. There's no such thing. Those are the people that are going to be in for a rude awakening when we really start going down a totalitarian road. This is nothing. We've seen nothing yet.
Oh, I'm sure. And that's the part that's scaring me, is the fact that, and it's not even scaring me in the sense of myself, because I'm going to be okay. I'm going to continue to rise to the top. I'm not worried about that. I know where I'm at. I'm with the Lord. I'm not even worried about that. My biggest concern is the future generations of people that have been manipulated so much by what their parents are doing. It is just
exactly.
Steve, Hey, thanks for allowing me to speak to you, brother. I always enjoy talking to you. And stay strong, my friend. You are one of the few with an incredibly strong backbone that everybody needs to hear that has common, logical thinking. Thank you, my man.
Well, I appreciate that, Will. I appreciate those kind words. Thank you. God bless. Be safe out there. I speak what I believe. And when you know what you know in your gut, you just have to. I can't sell out to that or anything. I'll tell you, I have passed up opportunities that most people would say are opportunities of lifetimes. And I have passed those up because I'm not going to be silenced. I am not going to be modified where I can't say Christ and these types of things. And, you know, that's the way it is. And I've told friends and family, my children, my wife and I both are in agreement in this. And I'll tell you the same thing. You know, sometimes we're always chasing wealth and riches. And look, I get it. I'm a capitalist. I want to chase wealth. I want to be successful, and I am. And I've had my good times. I've had my bad times. I'm in the process of writing a book. And the fact of the matter is that, you know, as I've said, I've been to the penthouse. I've been to the doghouse, and then finally God's house. And I think there's a lot of us in this audience that have gone through those things. And there's nothing wrong with accumulating wealth and investments and all the things that we all look to because we have a family, want to build legacies, these types of things. I just don't sell out to those things. That's the difference. Because I've told my wife, I've told my children, I tell my grandchildren this. You will someday have all the wealth you can ever want. You will someday be a multimillionaire. You know why? Because when you have Christ and you live that eternal life on the streets of gold, baby, you've got a mansion. You've got more wealth than you'll ever know. If you think Jeff Bezos has wealth, it is nothing. I mean, where I'm going, God has streets of gold. Think about that one. Gold. That's what gets me through every single day. That's what gets me through the challenges. And I pray that is what's going to get you through the challenges as well. Matthew, you're up next. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Steve, thank you. I'm going to switch gears here, if you're okay, with your last question to about the dependence or reliance on Chinese goods. Are we willing to pay more for American stuff? And
yeah.
I think the answer is no. I hate that. I hate saying that. But
yeah.
Somebody who works in a manufacturing setting and has overseas distribution and parts coming in, it is what it is.
Yeah.
You look at the federal government's touch on trying to control where stuff is made. You know, they have the ultimate say. They control the purse, the laws of acquisitions. You know, they have Buy American Acts, Berry Amendment, Trade Agreement Acts. And, yes, they say all the time our troops and feds got to use U.S. goods or be from a proper country. But what they do on the flip side is control how much that can be purchased. You know, a micro-purchase 20 years ago was $2,500. And they didn't have to put it out the bid. And it could,
so basically what you're saying is that it's just inevitable that we're going to spend less because less is best, even if it means we're dependent on overseas like China.
You can't put the genie back in the bottle, Steve.
Do you think it could ever happen? Do you think there is
I think it could with what's happening in the economy now. If we're going to be trained to pay more.
Mm-hmm.
And deal with the pain of inflation and sticker shock on stuff, that might push it to there. That might push it there because then we might be competing on an equal playing field at that final price.
And, but you know, Matthew, Trump was on the right path, I think. And this is what flipped everybody out. And I appreciate the call, Matt. I think this is what flipped everybody out is Trump was on the right path to get there. And I really believe Trump won the election. I think most people know that. And, you know, can we prove it? Yeah, I think we can prove it if we really had forensic audits. But I'll leave that for another show. But if Trump was able to have this other term and Mike Pence wouldn't have flipped and kind of went, you know, cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs for a bit, I believe Mike Pence would have been elected after Trump. And then I believe Mike Pence would have served an 8-year term as well. And I really believe we could have been where we were supposed to be. Bob, you're up next. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, hi, Steve. How are you tonight?
I'm good. Thank you.
Good, good, good. You know, one of the favorite things on my hit list is not hypocrisy. However, you know, when it is exuded from the left, it really almost at this point does not even disturb me. It's just so ingrained and such a part of their DNA
mm-hmm.
that I really can't get too upset about it, because it's like, you know, the story I told you once. Because
you know they're nuts. What you're saying is you know they're nuts, right? That's what you're trying to say.
Well, I mean, it's a mindset that is so ingrained that, it would truly take an act of God to change it, and that's way beyond my capability. So, where I do have a problem, however, is when those of us who know better resort to that same sort of hypocrisy. I kind of had it out with a talk show host who comes on from 3 to 6 on a different channel this evening regarding something. And, you know, he really should know better, and he lost a listener and me tonight for good. But that's another story. Yeah. But the point is, you know, remember back about 6 weeks, we were talking about the Don't Tread on Us movement.
Right, right.
And I'm still waiting. And I'm waiting.
And you're not the only one. And you're not the only one. Trust me.
And we know that the longer that this goes, the closer it gets to the next election. And the closer it gets to the next election, the more people are going to be intimidated to get back to your, I think, almost opening question. Well, what are you going to do if they come to you as your employer and say, you must be vaccinated or else? You see, because there is only one salvation other than God.
Yeah.
But there is only one salvation that we have in our control, and that is numbers.
Yeah.
And if numbers do not start materializing, we are lost.
No, you're right. I'm going to leave it right there, Bob. I agree. And trust me, I'm waiting to. And to do things right, especially with what we're facing, the corruption and the bullying, when we launch things, we've got to do it to make sure that it is going to be around. And it's going to make the most sense. And I appreciate your comments, Bob. I really do. I know there's a lot of people that feel exactly like you. Steve Sanchez hanging out with you. This is our Wednesday edition of the show. Let's take a break, pay some bills. When we come back, we'll get right back to these calls, I promise. Don't go away. You know what? Big news is coming regarding President Trump. He's got a big announcement coming. I don't know if you know this or not, but I'm going to keep you in the know. And my friends over at Newsmax, they also are going to keep you in the know. In fact, they've been one step ahead of the big media on Trump's next big move. That's why I go to Newsmax.com for breaking news. I also watch Newsmax TV. And, of course, I have the Newsmax app on my phone. It's great. It's free. Download it now. It's free. I even get Newsmax's magazine. Yeah, they do have a magazine. In fact, they've got over 700,000 monthly readers to this magazine. They got great writers like Bill O'Reilly, Ben Stein, Dr. Laura. It's real news you're just not going to find anywhere else. But Newsmax has a great offer for you. If you sign up today and get the Newsmax magazine, they will give you a free emergency radio worth $30. In fact, federal agencies say every family should have one. I do. The Sanchez family does. I would encourage you to get it, especially in these volatile times that we live in. I mean, it's probably really necessary more than it's ever been. So get the free radio with the Newsmax magazine. All you need to do is call 1-800-NEWSMAX. That's 1-800-NEWSMAX. You can get that emergency radio free today and start watching Newsmax, which is real news you can trust. Let's go ahead and get right back to business. Christopher, you're next. Welcome to the program.
How you doing, Steve?
Very good. Thank you.
Yeah, I just want to say something. Mike Pence, may you burn profoundly on Nancy Pelosi and Hillary Clinton's lap in hell for eternity. That's about the nicest thing I can come up with this evening.
That's okay. I mean, I'm not a Mike Pence fan at all.
I'm. You know, we're supposed to go forward with, this congressman or this election and stuff, and I'm not quite sure we're going to make it to a next election with everything that's taken place. This has to come to a head because it's spiraling, and it's so obvious what's taking place. But once again, I'll put it back to you. What do we do? Yeah.
Well, two things are going to happen, Christopher. Two things are going to happen for 2022. It's either A, we get our crap together, as you just suggested, okay, that we do something about it, that line in the sand, in fact, is drawn. It is drawn, and we do something. Will the American people flex their muscle, period? Or 2022 is going to be a repeat of 2020 with a bunch of cheating with mail-in ballots, and America finally at that point will wake the hell up, and good God, a civil war will be on our hands, because 2024 won't be the same. It won't be like that. That's what's going to happen. I already predict it. Trust me when I tell you, it's going to be one or the other. So we're going to be, you know, sitting back, doing nothing. 2022 comes, and it's like, well, now America is really awake and pissed, and there's going to be trouble. I'm just telling you. Or we get it together. And I appreciate the call, Christopher. Thank you. That's it. That's all we can do. And pray. Prayer works, friends. Prayer works. I know there's a bunch of calls on hold. Mark, producer Nate, my apologies. I can't get to everybody tonight. But you know the drill. Mark your names down, or at least my team, please do that. And we'll take them in the first hour tomorrow night. Just got busy tonight, friends. Became very busy tonight. It's always busy here, but I do appreciate everybody hanging out with us. Appreciate all those listening live, and we've got some cool announcements coming up that I'm finally going to be able to say, and I'm like a kid at Christmas, and I'm looking forward to being able to do that as soon as possible. Now, you're probably wondering what I do the other 22 hours of the day when I'm not here behind the microphone. Pretty easy to find out. Go to the SteveSanchezShow.com website. You can find all my media appearances, my podcasts, my archives, news stories, our contact pages there, and of course, our socials. You can follow me on TikTok, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, and of course, Facebook. And if you haven't been doing that, my question is why you need to do that. And we've got some cool things that we're doing the other parts of the day before we get here into the Undisclosed Bunker Studios and get behind the microphone. All right, it's time for me to bounce out of here, but my good friend, Ken Thompson, he's up next, so keep it right here at KDON. In fact, he's out at Steiner's, and I know you'll enjoy what he's got to say. I always do. We'll be back tomorrow night, friends. Until next time, God bless, and we'll catch you on the other side.
Listening to Steve Sanchez. For more of Steve, visit the SteveSanchezShow.com.